Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Samech Vav. We are holding on Daf Samech Vav Amud Aleph at Rabbi Yossi Omer on the third line of the page. Today's share is sponsored once again by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas's mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, the Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank him very much for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi Shir. So what we're going to talk about today is, first, the Gemara is going to bring many more proofs for the idea that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, and it does not mean, like the Baitusim said, that we start counting Svira on a Sunday. Then the Gemara is going to discuss, in that context, how we know that the Ktsira and the Svira are done at night, but the Hava'as HaOmer is done during the daytime, meaning that's the Seder HaDvarim. How do I know? Maybe the Hava'as HaOmer is done at night as well. Maybe the Svira is done during the daytime. How do we know that that the Ktsira and the Svira are night and the Hava'as during the day? Then Rava is going to go through all of the different explanations that we had for how we know Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach, and he's going to say most of them you could question. Most of the explanations are do not hold up to scrutiny, except for four of the explanations that can stand. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the Hava'as HaOmer. The last Mishnah spoke about the Ktsiras HaOmer, so this Mishnah is going to talk about the Hava'as HaOmer and how they would toast the carbon omer, and what types of kalim they would use. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about whether miruach that's done by hektish exempts from maestros, meaning normally the time that grain becomes chayiv in maestros is when you smooth out the large piles of grain. What if it was owned by hektish during that time? Do we say, oh, anything that's owned by hektish cannot become chayiv in maestros? Or do we say that even though it's owned by hektish, it does become chayiv in maestros? And the Gemara is going to see if maybe that's a machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah. Once we're talking about miruach in the hands of Hekdesh, the Gemara is also going to talk about if miruach was done while the grain was owned by a nachri, what the status of maestros on such grain is. So let's begin again. Third line of the page, Rabbi Yossi Omer. So says the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Omri, Mimachras HaShabbos, when it says Mimachras HaShabbos, it means Mimachras Yom Tov, the day after the first day of Pesach. How do I know that? At home, Mimachras Yom Tov, Oenu Ella, Mimachras Shabbos Bereishis. Maybe it means Sunday. So Amart, V'chinemar, Mimachras Shabbos Shabbatoch HaPesach. We darshan, does the Torah say, Mimachras HaShabbos Shabbatoch HaPesach? Then we would know the exact date when to begin counting Sfiras HaOmer. It would be the day after the Shabbos of Chol HaMoed Pesach. V'alolo nemar, Ella, Mimachras HaShabbos. It just says, Mimachras HaShabbos. Doesn't say anything about Pesach. The Kol HaShon HaKulam Le'a Shabbosos. And that doesn't tell us very much at all, because the whole year is full of Shabbosos. So Tzebedok is a Shabbos. So which Shabbos do you think the Torah meant? We could never possibly know which Shabbos the Torah meant. And it's not Mistaver that the Torah is telling us to count Sfiras HaOmer without telling us when to count Sfiras HaOmer, without giving us any clue as to how to figure out when to count Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore, Mimachras HaShabbos probably doesn't mean Shabbos. It means Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, which only comes up once a year. Because if it was about Shabbos, there are too many Shabbosos to possibly choose from. Va'od, and Rabbi Yossi says, I'll give you another raya that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. Nemra Shabbos Lamata, when it comes to the Shtei Alechem, it says, Ad Mimachras HaShabbos HaShviyis Tisbru Chamishim Yom Vayikrafta Mincha Chadasha, that the Shtei Alechem is brought after the Shabbos HaShviyis V'nemra Shabbos Lamayla. And it says Shabbos when it comes to the beginning of the Svira, Usvartam Lecha Mimachras HaShabbos. So Mala Halon, just like when it comes to the seventh Shabbos, Regel Utchilas Regel, the Yom Tov is right away after that seventh week, and it's the beginning of the Regel. So Afkan Regel Utchilas Regel. So too, when it comes to the bringing of the Korban Omer, it must be on around the Yom Tov and toward the beginning of a Yom Tov. So what does Mimachras HaShabbos mean? If it meant Shabbos Bereishis, if it meant after whatever Shabbos falls out of Pesach, the Shabbos of Pesach might be on the seventh day of Pesach. It may not be a Tchilas HaRegel. So it must mean the first day of Pesach, because that is a regel, Tchilas HaRegel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says, I'll give you a different reason, how I know, a different basis for knowing that Mimachras HaShabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. Kosvechad Omer, one pasuk says, Sheshes Yom Tocha Matzos. V'kosvechad Omer, Shivas Yomim Matzos Tochelu. That one pasuk says you eat matzos for 6 days, and the other pasuk says you eat matzos for 7 days. That's a stira between the two psukim. Oh, so it must be that there are certain matzos matzos. You could have two boxes of matzos in your house, one of which you're eligible to eat for all 7 days of Pesach, and the other of which you're not allowed to eat for one of the days of Pesach, namely the first day of Pesach. HaKetzad, matzah shiyata yachal ochel l'shavah min achadash. There is a matzah that you're not able to eat for all 7 days, and that's the matzah that comes from the Tevuah Chadasha, because the Tevuah Chadasha, the new grain, only becomes mutter with the Karban Omer, which happens on the second day of Pesach. Ata yachal ochel l'shisha min achadash. You can't eat it for 7 days min achadash, but you can eat it for 6 days min achadash, and that is miyashev the stira. The Torah tells us that there's matzah you can eat for 7 days, and that's matzah from the old grain, and there's matzah that's right to eat for 6 days, that's matzah from the new grain, which can only be eaten starting on the second day of Pesach after one brings the Karban Omer. So from there you see that the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, whereas the Baitusim would say no, the Karban Omer might be brought on the fifth day of Pesach or the sixth day of Pesach, so it wouldn't work. You wouldn't be able to answer that stira in Pesukim. Now Tosus points out that, wait a second, the Gemara in Psachim, in the 10th parak of Psachim, already dealt with this stira, already darshined this pasuk, that the pasuk says you eat matzah for 6 days, the pasuk says you eat matzah for 7 days, and the Gemara darshins from the fact that it says sheshes yom tochal matzah so biyom ashviya atzeres Hashem Elokecha. We see that achilas matzah on the first 6 days of Pesach is not a chiyuv, because there's a hekesh between the 6 days and yom ashvii. So mashvii rishus, just like the seventh day is a rishus, because the pasuk says "Ubiyom Hashvi'i Atzeres," and it does not say "Tochal Matzos." So too the 6 days, there's no chiyuv to eat matzah. There's only a rishus, and from there we learn that the absolute chiyuv to eat matzah is only on the first night. Ba'erev Tochal Matzos is only on the night of the Seder. So we already figure out how to what to learn from these pesukim. When it says 7 days eat matzah, that means just only chametz. That means your bread is going to have to be matzah. When it says 6 days to eat matzah, that's to teach me that that eating matzah throughout the rest of Yom Tov is a rishus. Be'erev tochel matzos tells me the Seder night you have a chiyuv to eat matzah. So what are we darshaning over here? It's about Sfiras HaOmer. So Tosa says, yeah, you can darshan many things, that you can learn both dinim from the same pasuk. Okay, so then the Gemara or the Braisa continues by darshaning the pasuk in terms of to figure out the order, the Seder Advarim, of when we do the Ktsira versus the Svira versus the Hava'a of the Karban Omer. So Miyom Aviyachem, it says that you start counting Miyom Aviyachem, the day of the Hava'a Sa'omer, so Tisperu, you can, and it says to do the counting. So Yachol Yiktzor Viyavi Ve'emesei Shir Tziyispar. So I might think that since you should do the Ktsira, bring the Karban Omer right away, and then you start counting whenever you want. You could start your count whenever it's convenient. So Tamalomer Mehachel Chemesh Makama Tochel Lispar, that you begin the count from the time of the doing of the harvesting, that from that pasuk we see that that it's after the Ktsiras Omer and prior to the Havas Omer that you begin to do the counting. So the counting is in between the Ktsira and the Hava'a. Well, Imehachel Chemesh Tochel Lispar Yachel Yiktzor V'Yispar Ve'Mesai Shir Tziyavi. Okay, so now that you told me that the Seder Advarim is Ktsira, Svira, Hava'a, maybe the Ktsira and the Svira is done right away, and the Hava'a is whenever you want to, whenever Emes HaShiyirtz, so whenever you're interested in bringing the Karban Omer. Now Tosfos points out, whenever you're interested, we already had a drasha a couple of days ago from Carmel that we darshan, that it has to be a racha, that it has to be moist grain, so much so, that's why you're not allowed to bring it from far away from Yerushalayim. Just the journey from further away from Yerushalayim to Yerushalayim will dry the grain out too much to make it a not optimal grain for the Karban Omer. Now you're going to tell me I can just leave it around for days and just decide to bring it whenever I want? So Tosfos says, yeah, but that din of Carmel is not a din that is l'ikuva. So I might think Emes HaShiyirtza doesn't mean l'chadchila you could do it Emes HaShiyirtza. L'chadchila you should do it as soon as possible. Like every mitzvah you do as soon as possible because it's Magdimin. But it means that it would be okay, that it would be fine to bring the Karban Omer later. Tamalomer, that's why the pasuk says miyom haviyachem. That's why it says miyom haviyachem. So it sounds from this pasuk that Sfira is only kosher from the day of the Hava'ah, that you have to start counting the Sfira on the day that you're going to do the Hava'ah Somer. Imiyom haviyachem. Okay, but from that I would learn yachol yiktzar v'yispar v'yavi bayom. I might think to do all of these things during the daytime. So tamalomer shevish habasas tzmimus tiyena. No, but when you do your counting, it has to be counting of complete weeks. If you only start counting 12 hours into the week, then it's not a complete week. The week starts with Yom Halach Achar Laila, with the nighttime. A Jewish day starts at nighttime, so you can't just start counting only the next day. You can only have Sheva Shabbos Tzmimos if you begin counting already the night before. So I might think that you could harvest the grain, then bring the Korban Omer and do the counting all at night, that even the bringing of the Korban is done at night and not during the daytime. So Tamal Omer, Miyom Aviyachem. So from Miyom Aviyachem, we see that it's brought by Yom Velo Belayla. Okay, so how do all these factors fit together and how do we reconcile all of it? Ktsira Usfira Belayla, Vava Biyom, that Ktsira and Sfira is done at night, Vava Somer is done during the day. Now this requirement of Tamimos is an interesting requirement. The way the Gemara uses the requirement of Tamimos is that it tells me that I have to start counting the Sfira at night, otherwise the weeks aren't going to be complete. Now, does that mean that that's the Ikuva, that every Sfira, every day of Sfira that I count has to be, the Sfira has to be at night, and during the daytime it will not work as a mitzvah of Sfira, because each day needs to be Tamim, each day needs to be Tamimos. So some Rishonim say yes, other Rishonim say no, it's a mitzvah l'chadchila to count at night, but the evidence works during the day as well. An additional issue when it comes to Tamimos is does that mean that all of the days together have to be Tamimos? That if I miss a day somewhere in the middle, then it's not complete either. That complete doesn't just mean that I start the count early enough that I'm counting forward for everything that's for the full 7 weeks, but maybe it means that they all hinge on one another, and that if I miss a day, then the whole mitzvah falls apart. So that's a further machlokas rishonim, whether the mitzvahs are of counting each night are independent mitzvahs, or that it's one big mitzvah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if a person forgets one night of Sfira, but he counted that day, he counted the following day, then he may continue to count the following night with the bracha. Why? So the way the Mishnah Berurah understands is because it's a sfek sveka, that suffik, maybe I was yotze when I counted during the day, maybe that tamimos is not li'ikuva, and even if I wasn't yotze when I counted during the day, maybe we pass on like those opinions that say that missing a day entirely does not ruin the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, that I'm still yotze the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, because tamimos maybe does not include that all of the days have to be counted in order to be yotze the mitzvah. So I'm a Rava, Kulu Islu Pircha. Rava says all of the different rayas that Mimachras HaShabbos doesn't mean Sunday all have a kasha on them, Bar Mitarti Tanoi Basrei, Bein Masnisa Kamaisa, Bein Masnisa Basraisa, except for the last two opinions in each of the two brises that we quoted, Dileslu Pircha. Those don't have a Pircha on them. So he goes through what the Pircha is on each opinion. Eid Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, if you want to learn it from what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, because one pasuk says Tisru Chamishim Yom and the other one says Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos Tiyena. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had said that L'choritz Estiro, because one of them says that you have to count Yomim and the other one says that they have to be full weeks. Which full weeks always begin on a Sunday. So Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai said, yes, sometimes you count full weeks if it happens to begin on a Sunday, and sometimes you count Yomim when it doesn't happen to begin on a Sunday. So it says, but there's another way to reconcile that stira, Dilma Kada Abaye. Maybe the way to reconcile is like what Abaye said. Tamar Abaye, mitzvah the mimni yomei, or mitzvah the mimni shvui, that we learn from those two psukim that there are two separate mitzvahs of stira. There's a mitzvah of counting days, and there's a mitzvah of counting weeks. That when you count Sfira, you don't just say what day of Sfira it is. You say how many weeks into it you are, into the Sfira you are. Sfasemus writes that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is also moda that you have to count days and weeks, but nevertheless, he still thinks that there's a raya from here against the Baitusim. Because the very notion that there's a mitzvah to count the weeks is a hechrich that you're not starting on a Sunday. Because if you're starting on a Sunday, by telling me how many days there are, I know how many weeks you're into it. Because it always started at the beginning of of a week. So you know, Arba Asar Yom is Shnei Shavuos. But if the counting sometimes starts in the middle of a week, so then there's a reason to count weeks, to let it be known that aside from the Sfira of Chamishim Yom, there's a Seder of Sheva Shabbosos of Sfira, that the Sfira of every 7 days counts as a Shabbos Achas, even though it's not a Shabbos Bereshis. So that's what the Sfasema says. Imid Rabbi Eliezer. If I would learn it only from Rabbi Eliezer's Limud, where he said that it says Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lach, which teaches us that it's a sphera that's Tluya BeBezdin, that it has to be a sphera that Bezdin would be familiar with and the Hamonam would not be familiar with, and only Bezdin is Kaveh when Yom Tov is. But if we're about Shabbos Bereshis, if we're about starting on a Sunday, everybody knows when Shabbos is, everybody knows when Sunday is, and I don't need Bezdin to determine that. For Rabbi Yeshua, or you want to learn from Rabbi Yeshua, who makes a binyanav from Rosh Chodesh that before the beginning of the month we know when it's going to fall out, so we reject those rayas, because even though it's muchach that the beginning of Sfira is not on a regular Sunday, but nevertheless we still would not know that it's necessarily the day after the first day of Pesach or the night after the first day of Pesach. We might be Yom Tov Rishon Kai, till Yom Tov Achron Kai. Meaning those shitos did a great job of showing that the Baitusim are wrong, but they didn't do a great job of showing that we're right. Meaning they just showed that it cannot mean Sunday, but they did not show that it does necessarily mean the day after the first day of Pesach. So Rabbi Yishmael, however, the drasha of Rabbi Yishmael that learns from a binyanav from Karban Omer to Shtei Alechem, that learns the din of Karban Omer from Shtei Alechem, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira who learns from the Hekesh, from the fact that it says Shabbos at the beginning of Sfira and Shabbos at the end of the Sfira, less Pircha. Those two are good. Those two I don't have a pircha on. And then he says, and let's look at the other brisa. Imid Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to learn from where Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda learned it, that it says Tisbru Chamishim Yom, that it's always got to be 50 days, and that's only going to be Shayach if you always start from the second day of Pesach until Shavuos, because if you're going to start it on a Sunday, sometimes the first day of Pesach is on the preceding Monday, and you have like 6 extra days before you start the 50-day count, which means that you're going to end up with way more than 50 days between Pesach and Shavuos. Have Amina till Machamish and Levar Mehanishita. No, that's not a kasha, because maybe from when the count actually gets underway, it's 50 days, even though it may turn out to be that Shavuos is more than 50 days after Pesach. Imid Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, and if you want to learn from Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, who holds Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach, means that the Sfira is Tali and Based in, we might be able to reach him Kai. But still, how do you know that it's the anchor is the first day of Pesach, till Yom Tov Achron Kai. Maybe the anchor is the last day of Pesach. Meaning, Enochinami, you have proven the Baitusim wrong, that it's got to be something that Beis Din determines, and Beis Din determines Yom Tov, Beis Din doesn't determine Shabbos, but you still don't know which Yom Tov, you still don't know that we're right. Rabbi Yossi Nami, Chazile Pircha, and the initial Svara of Rabbi Yossi, we started today with Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi gave us 2 Limudim. So the initial Svara of Rabbi Yossi has the same Pircha, that he said it's not mistavran that mimachras Shabbos means a regular Sunday, because how are you going to pick which Sunday we're talking about, which Shabbos we're talking about, and therefore it must be a specific Shabbos. Great! That shows me that the Baitusim are wrong, that it cannot be a Sunday. It does not show me that we're right, because how do I know that it means after the first day of Pesach? The Hainu Dekamar, and that's why Rabbi Yossi himself says va'od. That's why he has another drasha, and it says Shabbos Lamata, it says Shabbos Lamaila, just like over there, it's regular, Tchilas regular, so to over here, it's regular, because he knew that there was a weakness with his first drasha. Gufa. Amar Abayi, mitzvah l'mimni yomi, mitzvah l'mimni shvui. Now we had mentioned that Abayi says that there are 2 mitzvahs of Sfira. There's a mitzvah to count the days, and there's a mitzvah to count the weeks. Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi, mani yomi, mani shvui. And the Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi, the Beis Medrash of Ravashi, the Rabbanim all counted both. They counted days and they counted weeks. Ameimar mani yomi, velo mani shvui. Ameimar didn't do like that. He counted only the days and he didn't count the weeks. Aye, but there's a mitzvah to count both. There are psukim in the Torah. So Amar, zecher the Mikdash. HaMikdashu. He explained that it's only a Zecher LaMikdash, that which we do nowadays, and since it's only a Zecher LaMikdash, he's only going to count the days. The Keren Ora points out that you see from a Memer that they were not Mesakein to count the weeks as well, because Sfiras HaYamim is really the Ikra Mitzvah, and even Bizman HaBayis, the Sfiras HaShavuos would not be Ma'akev, that you'd be Yotze the Mitzvah with just the Sfiras HaYamim. Otherwise, why would he be settle on something that you're not even Yotze the Mitzvah with, just because it's a Zecher LaMikdash? A Zecher LaMikdash, you would think you would do the Mitzvah exactly as they did it in the Mikdash. It must be that even in the Mikdash, you're Yotze with only the Yamim. That's very difficult, though, because there's a pasuk that says that you count the weeks. So Hasemes wonders, who cares that it's a Zecher Mikdash? Why would you not do a Mitzvah Bishlemusa just because it's a Zecher LaMikdash? So Hasemes says the following Mahalik. He says that the Makar of Sfiras Omer and Sfiras HaShavuos are from different Pesukim, and you need to look at the context of each of the Pesukim. That when it says Shiva Shavuos Tisbar Lecha, it says Vasisa Chag Shavuos, that the Sfira of the Shavuos is what is Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And Miyom Aviyach Masomer Atzunufa and Rachas Shabbos HaShvi is Tisbar Chamishim Yom. That's a reference to the Sfira, the Pesuk that talks about Sfira Yomim, is that does not talk about being Koveya, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, just talks about the Korban Omer. So the Parsha of Sfiras HaShavuos is not mentioned in the Parsha of the Hakrava of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. So it sounds like the Sfiras HaShavuos doesn't relate to the two Korbanos. It's not that those two Korbanos of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem bookend the mitzvah of Sfiras HaShavuos. Those two Korbanos bookend the mitzvah of Sfiras HaYamim, whereas Sfiras HaShavuos is what determines the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So he says it could be that the union of Zecher LaMikdash is only Shaykh to the Sfiras HaYamim, because Zecher LaMikdash is to remember those Karbanos, that when you're saying that whatever we do is only a Zecher LaMikdash, so that which relates to Mikdash is the Karbanos, and therefore he would only count the days as a Zecher LaMikdash and not the weeks as a Zecher LaMikdash. So that's Sfasem, these are Mahalchim that you find in the Achronim. However, the Mahalich that I was brought up with, that I was always told, was the Mahalich of Rav Soloveitchik, and apparently it's in the Brisker family. They say the same from the Brisker Rav and others. It's in the Soloveitchik family, and that is as follows. Balamar says, why is it that we don't say a bracha of Shechiyanu on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? So first he says, Balamar says, what you would call a Balabatisha answer, that it's only a Zecher Bialma, and as a Memer said, it was only Mana Yomi, not Mana Shvui, because it's a Zecher of the Mikdash, and something that's only a Zecher Bialma, we don't need to be so machmir to say a Shechiyanu on that which is only a Zecher Bialma. Okay, then the Balamar says something else. He says, we only find the mitzvah to say a Shechiyanu on mitzvahs that one does with a certain sense of hana'a and simcha. Netilas lulav is with simcha. Tkiya shofar is to be malah zichronim fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu fnei Avim shebashamayim. Kriyas HaMegillah is a zecher to the Neis HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanas on us and saved us from our enemies. Pidyon HaBen, the Fa'avi HaBen makes a Shechiyanu because he's so happy that the child is not a nefel and that he looks like he's going to make it. Sfiras HaOmer, he says, there's no hana'a. Adarabba, he says, it's Agmas Nefesh, it's Churban Abayis, that we're commemorating the Churban through this. You can't say a Shechiyanu on something that's a Zecher to the Churban Abayis. So says the Brisker Rav, wait a second, according to the Baal Amar, anything that's a Zecher LaMikdash, he says, according to the second reason of the Baal Amar, he says, maybe I can understand our Gemara now, because what does the Gemara say? That a Meimar didn't do the mitzvah with all of its elements to it. He only counted the days, he didn't count the weeks. Why? Because it's a Zecher LaMikdash. So what? When we do things under a Zecher LaMikdash, we do things exactly the way they did them in the Mikdash. Lulav Nitel B'Mikdash B'Medina Kol Shiva. We had Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was Misaki, that we take lulav for 7 days, even though on a Daraisa level, we only take lulav for 1 day in the Mikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan Zakeh was Misaki, we take it for 7 days. Zecher LaMikdash. We do exactly what they did in the Mikdash. All of a sudden over here, we're going to do a Zecher LaMikdash and change it? And we're going to do less than? He says, but according to the Baal Amar, it makes sense. And the Brisker Rav or Rav Soloveitchik, whoever it was, someone in the Soloveitchik family, coined a phrase, said that the Gemara uses the term Zecher LaMikdash in multiple contexts. Sometimes it means means Zecher LeMikdash, and sometimes it means Zecher LeChurban. And those are different things. That the Gemara in Bava Basra, for example, says you put ashes on the head of a chassan, a woman's jewelry is incomplete, a table setting is incomplete, you leave an amma by an amma unfinished in a home that you build. Why? Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash, that's not a zecher to what they did in the Beis HaMikdash, that's a zecher LeChurban. So you have zecher LeChurban, things that remind you of the Churban, and then you have certain things that remind you of the Mikdash itself in the good times. Lulav Nital B'Mikdash, Kol Shiva. Two different psukim, the Gemara in Sukkah, where it describes how I know Lulav Nital B'Mikdash Kol Shiva, has one pasuk that Tzion Hi Doresh Ein LaMechal D'Bai Drisha, and then the Gemara in Babasa talks about all those other zecher LeChurban types of things. Another pasuk, it's a different pasuk that Alas Yushlaim El Rosh Simchasi. So it's two separate dinim. What's the din of Sfira Sa'omer B'Zman Hazeh? Is it a Zecher LeMikdash or is it a Zecher LeChurban? So the Salvechik family came along and said, the Balamar tells you it's Zecher LeChurban. Anything that you can do Zecher LeMikdash, you mimic what they did in the Mikdash. You do exactly what they did in the Mikdash. But something that's Zecher LeChurban, you don't do exactly what they did in the Mikdash. You're trying to remind yourself of how tragic it is that we're not able to do this mitzvah anymore, that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So how do we show ourselves that it's tragic that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? So Amemer says, I'm not going to do counting days and weeks. That's only for when we have a Mikdash. This is a Zecher LeMikdash, meaning a Zecher LeChurban. And that which is a Zecher LeChurban, we do it differently to show that there's a churban. So that was always the preferred answer. That's what Rav Shecht always told us from Rav Soloveitchik. Now there are other explanations why we don't say a shechianu on the mitzvah of Sfira. Other Rishonim say you're yotze with this shechianu or that one, meaning you're yotze with the shechianu. You say on Shavuos Hakiddush, you yotze with the shechianu. You say at the Seder night. You know, different answers that Rishonim give, but this is the one that that works for me. Okay, so says the Mishnah now. We already discussed the Ketiras Omer, now we talk about the Hava'as Omer. So Katru Nasnu Bekupos, they harvested the Omer and they put it into boxes. Heviu Lazar, they brought it to the Azara, Vayumahav Vinoso Bu'ur, and they would toast it with fire, K'dei L'kayim Mitzvahs Kali, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Kali Be'esh, that it's supposed to be toasted. Divra Meir, that's Rameir's opinion. V'chachamim, the Chum disagree on 2 points. V'chamim Omrim, Bakanim Uvekloches Choftin Oso, that they would, when they were still moist, they would beat it with certain kalim to separate the kernel from the shell, and they did that before they toasted it. And the reason they used kadim and klochos, and they didn't use the typical kalim that they would use to do disha on the grain, is kadesh lo yismaich. If they would use the typical kalim, since the grain was still moist, it would crush the grain. So all of that is against Rabbi Meir, who said that they would first toast it while it was still b'shibalim, while it was still in its stock. So it got dried up while it was still in its stock. And the second thing they disagree with Rameir about is that they say that before they would toast it, nasnu la'abuv, they would put it into a copper type of kli, and they would toast it inside the kli, so it didn't go under direct fire. Va'abuv ayamanukav, and this kli had holes in it, k'deshe or sholit b'kulo, so that it could do a proper job of toasting the grains that are inside of it. Then, once they did that, shatchu ba'azara, they would spread it out in the azara, v'ruach min ha'sheves bo, and the wind would blow over it to remove any remaining moisture that there may be in those grains. Nasnulu rechaim shel grosos, they would then put it into a mill that would normally mill beans, v'otziu mimenu isaron shumenupa b'sholosh esrei nafa, and what they would draw out from it is an isaron of flour that sifted 13 sieves. Vashar, and the rest of the flour that didn't come through all the 13, sifting after sifting after sifting, whatever flour was left behind, nifta, they were able to be poda from money, and the money went to Hagdish, and then the flour became regular flour, v'decha l'kal adam, and anybody was allowed to eat it, v'chayiv b'chala, and if you bought that flour, or you got that flour, and you made a dough out of it, you'd be chayiv b'chala, just like you're chayiv b'chala in any other dough that you made, upatim in a meiser, but, you know, don't have to be mafresh Chumas HaMaisos from it, because the Chiv of Chumas HaMaisos sets in at the Shas Miruach. At the time of the Miruach, it belonged to Hegdish, and therefore, Hegdish is part of HaMaisos. So the Chiv of Maisos would have set in at a time that it can't set in, because it belonged to Hegdish at that time. So you're part of HaMaisos, but Chiv Chalas sets in Mishas Lisha. You're the one that's making taking that flour, turning it into a dough, so you are Chayiv and Chala. Rabbi Kiva, Mechayiv B'Chala U'B'Maisos. But Rabbi Kiva says, no, not only are you Chayiv and Chala, you're Chayiv and Maisos as well. So the Gemara will discuss what exactly the Nekudas HaMachlokas is. So now the Gemara brings a brisa that darshans the Pasuk that we spoke about when it comes to the bringing of the Korban Omer. Tan Rabbanan, the brisa darshans that the Pasuk says, Vim Takriv Minchas Bikurim Lashem Aviv Kalui Be'esh Geres Karmel Takrivis Minchas Bikurecha. So we darshan, this Pasuk is teaching us how they would prepare the Korban Mincha. Aviv ze aviv. That it has to be from the early harvest. Kali be'esh melamicho yisod mahav v'nosso. That tells me be'esh, that they would toast it in fire. K'dei l'kayim bo mitzvos kali, to fulfill kali. Divra meir. That's what meir says. V'cham momrim. And the chacham say, so two different nuschos of what exactly the chacham say. One of them is that they said, ein or lashon kali. That the toasting in fire is not from the kali that it says in the Torah, because Ella is called kali davar acher, because the kali tells me something else, namely that it's in a particular kli lishna achrina, a second girsa of what they said is ein lashon kali Ella davar kalil, that kali refers to a particular type of kli nechoshes that they would put it in. Haketzad, so the brisa continues. So what did they do? Abuv shel klayos hayasham. The people who sell klayos were in the azara vayimenuka, and the, meaning not the people, the kalim that were used by the people who sell klayos were in the azara vayimenuka v'kikvara, and it had holes in it like a sieve kadesh teyo or sholatis bekulo, so that the fire can get through and toast the grains that are inside of it. Aviv kaloi geres. So had it said that, ein yodea im aviv kaloi im geres kaloi, I would not know whether they toast the grain as is, or they toast the grain that after it's already ground up. So kshuomer ba'esh, when it says between the word kaloi and geres, it says ba'esh, it says aviv kaloi ba'esh geres hifseka inyan. That separates them out, that kaloi is going on aviv, and it means that when it's aviv, it's kaloi, meaning that you do the toasting of the grain prior to the grinding of the grain. Then the pasuk says Carmel, that's really a nutrikon. Rach v'mal, it's telling us that it should still be soft, and it should crumble in your hand when you squeeze it. V'cheinu omer, and the pasuk says other nutrikons throughout Tanakh, and the Gemara is just going to give a list now of other places in Tanakh where a word seems like it's not really a word, but rather it's a nutrikon. It's an abbreviation of a series of other words. V'cheinu omer, the pasuk says in Malachim Beis, v'ish ba mibal shalisha v'yaveli ish Shalukim lechem bikurim ve'esrim lechem saorim ve'karmel bitzik lono va'omer tein la'am v'yochelu. So what is bitzik lono? So that's a notrikon. But v'yatzak lanu va'achalnu v'navahaya, that come and pour for us, and we ate, and it was good for us. The bread was good for us. V'omer, I'll give you another pasuk. A pasuk in Mishle says nisalsa be'ehavim. So we darshan, what's nisalsa? It's also nutrikun. Nisa v'nitan v'nala v'nismach v'nischate be'ehavim. That nisalsa is all these words together. That it's nisa v'nitan v'nala, and goes up on the bed v'nismach v'nischate, and we'll walk around and be'er ahavim. I'm not sure we'll enjoy time together. So that's a nutrikun. Va'omer, and another pasuk, knaf renanim ne'elsa. So we darsh in the word ne'elsa is also a nutrikun of nosei, that the bird carries its egg and ola, and it goes high up to its nest v'nischat, and it drops the egg there, that it only will drop its egg in its own nest. V'omer, and there's another pasuk, this one in Chumash, with Bilam and his donkey, ki yarat haderech lenegdi. What does it mean, yarat haderech lenegdi? That's an atrikun. Yaresa, ra'asa, natsa. That it was afraid, it saw the malach, and therefore it veered off the path. So the donkey was describing why he wasn't following along the path that Bilam was sending him on. So the Rabbi Shmuel Tana Carmel Carmole. Now when it says Carmel, it means that it's supposed to be the grain is supposed to be like a stuffed pillow that it's fully stuffed. So the grain is still supposed to be very moist and plump. So Rabbi Akiva Mechayev Bechalav Maisus. Now going back to our discussion in the Mishnah, we said that the extra grain, after they already sifted out whatever they're going to use for the Korban Omer, the extra grain went to the regular people. They were poded it, and regular people were able to use it. And for sure, it's chayv and challah then when you make a dough out of it. But we had a machlokas whether it's chayv and maestros. Rabbi Kiva says, yes, chayv and maestros. So Amar Rav Kana, Omar Rabbi Kiva, miruach hekta sheinu poter. Apparently, Rabbi Kiva holds that miruach that's done under when it belongs to Hegdash does not exempt you from maestros. So Masav Rav Sheish. Rav Sheshes challenges this. Mosa Shalosh Sein Alalu, the extra from these three Sein, Mahayu Osin Bo, what did they do with it? So Nifta, that they would redeem it from money that was given to Hagdish, and it was therefore Yotze Lechulin. Venechal Kaladam, and it was able to be eaten by anybody. Vechayiv Bechalu, Pater Min HaMaisos. And it was Chayiv and Chala, and Pater from Maisos. Rabbi Akiva, Mechayiv Bechala, Ube Maisos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's Chayiv and Chala, and it's Chayiv and Maisos. So Amulo, the Chum said to Rabbi Akiva, why are you Mechayiv in Maisos? Poda miyad gizbar, isn't the halacha that you were poda it from a gizbar? Isn't the halacha that poda miyad gizbar yochiach, the halacha of any other grain that you're poda from a gizbar after the gizbar already did the miruach? It doesn't that prove that you're incorrect? Doesn't that prove to you shechayiv bechalo patam in maisos, where everybody agrees that if the gizbar was the one that did the miruach, that it's pater from maisos? So by all other grains, when the gizbar does the miruach, everybody agrees it's pater from maisos. Why do you say that this grain is chayiv in maisos? V'emisa. Now, if in fact Rabbi Kiva holds the miruach hekdesh eino poter, that miruach of hekdesh does not pater from maisos, my kamrilei. What are they proving to Rabbi Akiva? He. Meaning, what just happened over here? Rabbi Akiva said, oh, this grain, because the grain of the carbon, the of the leftovers of the carbon omer, because the miruach was done by hekdesh, it's still going to be chayiv in maestros. So they said to Rabbi Kiva, but doesn't everybody agree in all other cases that when miruach is done in hekdesh, it's pater from maestros? So Rabbi Kiva might say, that's my point. I disagree. I hold that miruach of hekdesh is not pater from maestros. So what kind of point are they making to Rabbi Akiva? It must be that Rabbi Akiva's thing is something special about the Korban Omer. It's not a general statement about miruach of hekdesh. It must be something unique to Korban Omer. Va'od, Esvei Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana Bar Tachlifa challenges Rav Kahana, who said that the basis of Rabbi Kiva is that miruach hekdesh is not going to pater from maisos, and it's going to be chayiv in maisos, that it says by the Korban Omer that's nifta, the moser Korban Omer that's nifta, that Rabbi Kiva mechayiv bechalu maisos, levi shalom nitnu ma'os el letzarech lehen, that the reason Rabbi Akiva holds it's chayiv in maisos is because the whatever was that grain that was meant to, that was earmarked to the Korban Omer, the only part that becomes kadosh is what it's ultimately going to yield, that he's sowing a flower that it's going to yield, and therefore the miruach that's done on the large amount of grain is not a miruach of hegdish. Most of it's chulin. That's why Rabbi Kiva is mechayiv in maisos. So essentially, what the Gemara is telling us, Ella Amar Rabbi Yochan Tam Laruchu B'Fishol Rabbi Kiva Shol Nitnu Mos Ella Tzorach Len. The basis of Rabbi Akiva is not that miruach hegdish doesn't exempt from maisos. Of course, miruach hegdish exempts from maisos. If the grain belongs to hegdish and they're the ones that do the miruach, it will never be chayiv in maisros. You know why this is chayiv in maisros? Because it didn't really belong to Agdish. When you have all the grain that you're using for the Korban Omer, you know me'ikara, you're only going to use a tiny, tiny percentage of it for the Korban Omer. And therefore, the rest of the grain is regular chulin grain. So with that grain is going to be chayiv in maisros. It never had what we would refer to as a miruach Agdish. Amar Rava, pshita li dimuruach Agdish poter, va'afilu Rabbi Kiva lo kamechayiv hasam, el shonin umos, el tzor. tzorich len. It's pashut that miruah hektish patr shem ma'isos. And Rabbi Akiva, it's unique by Karban Omer because the money was only given for that small amount of grain, to be maktish that small amount of grain. Av miruah hektish bi'alma poter, but regular miruah hektish patr shem ma'isos. That's as far as miruah hektish. Once we're on the topic, miruah ovid chavim tanoihi. Miruah done by ovdik chavim, that's machlokas tanoim, whether a patr shem ma'isos or not. Titania, tormin mishal Yisrael, ashal Yisrael. You could give trumas and maisos from grain that belongs to a Jew for grain that belongs to another Jew. Or avichavim to avichavim shel kutim, shel kutim, shel kol divrei Ramei Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Rabbi Yehuda hold that that miruach avichavim, miruach avakuti does not patter from meiser, and therefore you can cross exempt the grain by taking maisos from grain of a guy on grain of a Jew, and vice versa. Rabbi Yosef b'Shimon omer tormin mishal Yisrael al shel Yisrael shel avichavim al shel kutim v'shel kutim v'shel kutim shel avichavim. You cannot take from Yisrael's grain to Avichavim and Kutim's grain. And why is that? Because he holds that Miruach Avichavim and Kuti patters from Maisos, and you're not allowed to be Mafresh min Achayiv al Apater or min Apater al Hachayiv. So when it comes to Miruach Hegdish, we conclude that everyone agrees it does patter from Maisos. Miruach Avichavim, Miruach Kuti seems to be a Machlokas Tanayim. Tomorrow we'll pick up at the top of Samach Zayin Amin Aleph. Everyone have a great day.